From the American Association of Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation, it's the AACBPR Pulse Pod, and I'm your host, Tom Draper. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to this special 2024 Day on the Hill AACBPR Pulse Pod episode. As an annual event, Day on the Hill, or DAW, is a two-day experience that brings AACBPR members together in Washington, D.C., to meet with their elected officials. The event gives AACBPR members the opportunity to meet with their legislators and legislative staffs as constituents, voters, and as healthcare professionals advocating for their profession. This year's AACBPR Day on the Hill took place March 4th and 5th and had 75 AACBPR members from 26 states in attendance. For this Pulse Pod episode, we caught up with attendees in Washington live on Capitol Hill to capture their thoughts on the event, hear how meetings with legislators went, and much, much more. Attendees this year ranged in Day on the Hill experience, with this being the first time attending for some and the 15th time for some others. So we caught up with a few veteran attendees like Jill Fox, AACBPR past president Ann Gavick, Lori Lee, and Megan Berg to learn more about what motivates them to take part in Day on the Hill and return to the Hill year after year.
I lost track how many years I've been coming to Day on the Hill with AACBPR, but Pat Comas was my mentor for this. She was the one that encouraged me to come the first time, and it was really a gratifying experience. It was a huge learning experience. I wish everybody that lives in the United States could come once at least and kind of get an idea of the process that it takes to get a bill passed. But I've continued to come back because I really feel that it's important to do this to support my patients. I like to be able to go back to my programs and say, I'm trying my best to make things better for all of you.
I think what ultimately motivates me is my passion for what we do and wanting to provide access to as many patients as possible. We have important bills out there that could really make a difference in patients having access to what I consider really important services.
The people and the interactions I have with other people that provide these services, we are blessed with an organization that's very passionate about what we do. And I think that, I was telling Molly last night, like that gets my cup full, you know, because sometimes the days are long at work in the everyday, but when I can interact with high quality health professionals that are passionate, it refuels my passion. So I'm very grateful for the networking opportunities that AACBPR offers.
My name is Megan. I work in McNeil Hospital's cardiac rehab. I've been coming to Day on the Hill now. This is my third year attending, and each year I feel that I learn a lot from being able to meet with our representatives on a topic and our passion of why we're in the field that we are. And it feels wonderful to be able to meet with so many of our representatives across the state. And the Illinois chapter for cardiac and pulmonary rehab has a great team that comes every year where we're able to delegate the appointments evenly across the board so that there's never anybody that's ultimately in these appointments alone. So you always are having somebody's back in order to help reach to the representative what we're trying to achieve with our asks each year.
We also chatted with a few first-time Day on the Hill attendees, like AACBPR Board Director Salim Street, as well as Krista Harrington and Pamela Love, to learn what made them want to take part in the 2024 event.
So this year, I just wanted to get more involved. I'm on the AACBPR board, and we had a board meeting here in D.C., and I was very excited to come to the Hill with a veteran like Lori to be able to learn. I wanted to learn because the passion for me, I take it back to the patient. And when I think about the patients that we serve and our communities that we serve, it's well worth the energy to make sure that the bills that need to be passed to make sure that we continue to grow, provide access and care to all of our communities that our healthcare systems are in. So that's where I get my passion to be here.
I have worked for my company for just over 2 years now, and I've always heard of DOTH, or a day on the Hill, as an opportunity to go and advocate for our patients and different legislature that will help us to see more patients and greater access of care. So getting the opportunity to do this, when I couldn't say no.
I just want to get more involved on this level, because I think I'm a big personality sometimes, so it's nice to put it out there and try and advocate for what's right for our patients.
Now, a big part of AACPR's Day on the Hill is meeting with legislators and their staffs to discuss legislation that directly impacts cardiovascular and pulmonary rehab. This year, attendees were charged with discussing two legislative priorities with their representatives: the Sustainable Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Services in the Home Act, and the SOS, Sustaining Outpatient Services Act. Hear what Anna Hornstein, Whitney Trump, and Wayne Reynolds had to say about their conversations around these two pieces of legislation and how it went with their legislators.
I think we had a really good outcome. The staffers seemed very interested and supportive of both bills. It was very helpful that Congressman Connolly had signed on to the 2018 letter of concern to Centers for Medicare. And she said she was just going to review the information and write up a brief to the congressman. And it sounded like she was going to recommend signing on to both bills. I think she was pretty responsive to the part of the bill that limits the distance that cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitations can be from a hospital. Currently, the bill limits us to 250 yards from a hospital campus, but as Congressman Connolly's district is in a more urban area, it's harder to build newer facilities within that 250 yards of a hospital. So she could definitely see where that could be a concern for us.
We've had some really interesting questions from the staffers. One was what we have seen in the outpatient services as it relates to COVID and how it's affected the heart, and if we have seen an increase in patients due to these effects. So we were able to talk through that and also speak to how it's related to our pulmonary patients as well, and the effect that COVID has on our patients.
It's been pretty good. The reception to our issues seems to be better than in past years. We're having very intent listeners, and no promises to co-sponsor, of course, but promises to definitely bring it to either the staff meeting or to their boss to consider.
Also in attendance on the Hill was AACVPR President Hank Wu, AACVPR President-elect David Prince, and AACVPR Board Director Robert Berry, who all had the opportunity to speak to Representative Buchanan.
We thought that the meeting went great. The staff member, Steve, he was very interested. We were able to connect with him at a deeper level because his dad was a doctor, an ER doctor, so he understood the issues. And he really cared about the preventive services. He reiterated that the chairman, Buchanan, was very interested in prevention and reducing cost of healthcare services. So we're asking for a high value, low cost service for him to support.
Yeah, and I think it's always exciting to see the government working and see how accessible all these people are. We want our patients to have as much access as we have to them, right?
I think the meeting went very well. The representative staff member, Steve, asked appropriate questions, seemed engaged, seemed interested. I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to talk to his boss about this.
Of course. Speaking to legislators can be intimidating, especially if you haven't spoken to one before. As many Day on the Hill veterans say, though, a passion for subject matter you are advocating for is all you need in order to shake the nerves and have a positive conversation with your representatives. So we chatted with AACPR Board Director Megan Hayes and member Kristen Dempsey about their first time speaking with their legislators.
Like, you know, I remember thinking, you know, why would I be a good person to come to Day on the Hill? I don't really know anything about or all that much about politics, you know, and I've never really been that involved, right? So I don't feel like I have that much to offer. But one thing that I realized, you know, going through this is that we are actually the experts in cardiac and pulmonary rehab and what we see with our patients day in, day out, and right? And that we know what, you know, we know the issue is access in many of our areas. You know, I live in Alabama. We have a lot of rural patients who just are never going to be able to drive 2-3 hours to get to our cardiac and pulmonary rehab. So we know the reasons why these bills are important, and that's really all that matters. We don't have to be legislative experts. That's their role, right? That's the role of these offices, the senators and the House, the congressmen offices. So we don't have to know all of that. And I think that was what intimidated me at first, but now that I've done this one time, I'll definitely keep coming back every year because it keeps us on their radar and our legislative priorities on their radar.
Certainly it is intimidating seeing all these people in their fancy suits in the Capitol grounds. But now that I've been here most of the day with some, you know, great colleagues in the profession, learning from them, it's definitely a little bit less intimidating, and you feel listened to. All the representatives that we met with really listened to our concerns, and I'm really hopeful that things will pass.
The 75 members in attendance took part in 126 meetings over the 2 days. And we estimate that they collectively walked about 900,000 steps on Capitol Hill, which is mind-blowing. So at the end of their 2024 experience, we asked Ann, Jill, Lori, Celine, Wayne, and Meg to share advice for those in cardiovascular and pulmonary rehab who are looking to get more involved with advocacy efforts and perhaps even take part in future Day on the Hill events. Let's hear what they had to say.
I think it's important to see what a difference you can make. Government is so big, and I think sometimes we think that we can't really move anything. But they are interested in listening to our passion and what we know about our services and what they can do. And I think, you know, it's like we can't move the world, but we can move our piece of the world. And I think if enough of us come and express how important it is to make these changes, that we can make a big difference.
I think it's really important to let your patients know that you're doing what you can to make services better and more accessible for them, so that they know that, you know, you're not just showing up there to collect a paycheck. You're there for them to continue to see that they are able to access services so that they can get those great outcomes that we help them get in cardiac and pulmonary rehab. And for people who work in those areas to take a step up in their professional career. I think that just adds to their knowledge base and their professionalism to be part of this.
For me, you should show up because you care. And I think the community, the professional community of cardiac and rehab, cardiac rehab and pulmonary rehab professionals deserve you to come fight for everything that we need to make our organizations move forward into the future. And so it's sustainable into the future as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think to be a voice for your patients is so huge. They're generally just an underserved group of people. And so if we can come here and be a voice for the services we provide and how that impacts their daily lives, but then how it can impact the future by making it sustainable and helping other healthcare providers in our field, that we can help them overcome the challenges to providing care and access to patients.
Without this, the issues that we're presenting to Congress are not going to get solved. The bills are not going to get passed, and we run the risk of really having more cardiac and pulmonary rehab deserts in our country and a real damage to our profession. So we need to all be on top of all of this and really take charge and get these bills passed and then go on to the next issues that need to be taken care of.
If you've never come to Day on the Hill, I would say drop everything that you're doing and make that a top priority. If working in cardiac and pulmonary rehab is your passion, this is the place that you need to show that passion to. And you don't really realize the impact that we can have without coming to this type of experience. And I'm just very thankful that our organization was able to send me to this for the third year in a row.
That really was some amazing advice. Very appreciative to those leaders for taking their time to share with us their thoughts and their strategies about how to get involved and to advocate for cardiac and pulmonary rehab. So while the 2024 Day on the Hill event might be over, it's not too late to advocate for change. I encourage you to join AACVPR's Take Action campaign and join fellow practitioners in your state in advocating for both the Sustainable Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Services in the Home Act and the SOS, the Sustainable Outpatient Services Act. You can learn more about the Take Action campaign and find resources on the AACVPR website. This concludes our special 2024 Day on the Hill episode. We thank you for tuning in and appreciate you listening to the AACVPR Pulse Pod. Thank you for listening to the Pulse Pod from the American Association of Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation. If you have thoughts or questions about today's episode, I encourage AACVPR members to continue the conversation on the Pulse discussion forum. If you like what you hear, and maybe even your host, please leave a 5-star rating and review on one of your preferred podcast platforms and share on social media. To learn more about AACVPR, visit www.aacvpr.org. We'll see you next time on the AACVPR Pulse Pod.